الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the Quran, ويسألونك عن المحيض. ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, they ask you with regards to haze, you know, when a woman's on a period. قل هو أذن. Say it's a filthy thing. فاعتزلوا النساء في المحيض. Stay well away from women whilst they're menstruating. ولا تقربوا حنا حتى يطهر. Don't go close to them, don't approach them till they're pure and cleansed. When they're pure and cleansed, then approach them from where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told you to. Approach them. Now this verse of the Quran was revealed because the Yahud, their practice was when their women would come on periods, they would totally disassociate. They wouldn't eat with them, they wouldn't speak with them, they wouldn't even sleep in the same room with them. So the Sahaba asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to this. This is when this verse of the Quran was revealed, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, explaining this verse, إِسْنَأُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا النِّكَاءِ. That you can do everything, you can associate with them, you can eat with them, you can drink with them. The only thing that you can't have with them is sexual relations. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself demonstrated, you know, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala would be on a period, you know, his wives, they would be on their periods. He would sit with them, he would sleep with them, you know, on the same bed. But again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our mother Aisha would chew meat from a bone while she was on her period. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would take it from her, and he would eat from the same place, place his lips on exactly the same place from where our mother had chewed meat from the bone. She would drink water from a glass. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would take that glass, and he would drink from exactly the same spot. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, whilst our mother was on a period, would place his lap, place his head on her lap, and he would recite the Quran. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was teaching the Sahaba, when women are on their periods, you know, you don't behave like the Yahud were doing. But okay, you can do everything. The only thing that you can't do is have sexual relations with your wife. But okay, anyone that does it, he'll be committing a haram. And if he thinks it's halal, it will take him out of the fold of Islam. That does not mean to say that you cannot enjoy your wife while she's on her period. You can enjoy your wife from above the navel and below the knees. From above the navel and below the knees. You can enjoy your wife, whether you embrace, whether you cuddle, whether you kiss. Any part of your body can touch that part of her body from above her navel and below her knees. You can touch without any clothing or any barrier in between. The area between the navel and the knees, you cannot touch that without clothing. There can't be direct skin-to-skin contact. But our mother's Aisha radiallahu ta'ala would say, now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when one of us were on her periods, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tell her to wear a lower garment, and that's when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would approach her and come close to her.